You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm joined now by Representative Doug Blex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. So how are you doing, Representative?
Well, great. Looks like it's going to be fall weather.
Yeah, starting to feel more like it every day. It's been a little bit warm this week, but finally cooling down a bit.
Well, we finally got our long-awaited school finance formula that was declared unconstitutional.
Tell me about it.
Well, I guess I was a little bit, first of all, disappointed that the Supreme Court, you know, the big court in Kansas, didn't let some of the Senate Bill 19 work that we worked on so hard. I think the Education Committee just done a really good job of trying to solve that issue. Everything was focused on that 25% underperforming. It was really a strong bipartisan. I don't serve on that committee, but I did sit in on several sessions. I believe their heart was really in it, and I guess I feel like kind of the Supreme Court kind of cut us off of the knees and not allow what we've done to work, and you know, basing a lot of things on funding. And I know that, you know, the state of Kansas certainly has not, you know, funded schools like they should have. You know, however, money's not the only issue to underperforming students. And, you know, if you look at statistics right now, only about 11% of low income and about 34% of you know, mid-level income is on track to be college ready in math. And if you look on ACT scores, only about 35% of white students and about 14% of Hispanic and about 6% of African American are college ready based on those scores for, you know, math, science, and English and reading. So we got some issues that we need to work on. I'm not sure how we can ever get it, the equity portion. I know we'd like to have every student have every opportunity, no matter where they live, no matter how much money their district generates. But I don't see that as being a very practical reality. I wish it could be. You know, a little school district like Dexter is never going to be able to have the opportunity like a place like Blue Valley. So that equity issue, you know, Supreme Court was pretty adamant on it. Basically, they want every student in Kansas to be up to the Roe standards, which was a court case in Kentucky that says that students must be ready for life. And unfortunately, I'm not sure money's there. I don't know where we're going to get it from. We bumped up about $292 million over a two-year period. And I think that's helped. I mean, certainly it was a shot in the arm. We're seeing comments, school district teachers are getting some raises, you know, averaging around 4.5%. Not every, obviously, but so we're seeing a much-needed raise for teachers in that area. And so that's a good deal. I was pleased with the Supreme Court struck down the case of primarily the two school districts in Kansas that did not have the distinction of having enough poverty at risk students. There were students born of two affluent parents, and yet they were getting some of that poverty money. So at some point, we're either going to have to take away money from the rich districts that can generate a lot of dollars from a mill levy versus and take that away from them, which is kind of not really equitable. That's unfair. And send it to others, which is kind of what's happened. And so anyhow, we're not going to have a special session. We have until 2018, April 30th, to get the brief. And we have until June the 30th of 2018 to come up with a form. So hopefully there's already word and hall talk up at the Capitol that we're going to do a pre-session committee and start the work way ahead of time, which I think is a good idea. I don't know what much more how they're going to figure it out, but they've got a tough job.
Now, was there any information from the Supreme Court on how much needed to be increased, or were there any solid numbers at all, or was it more just a this is not enough kind of situation?
I think they have kind of, they're unwilling, and rightfully so. It's the legislature's job to provide funding. It's the Supreme Court's job determine if something's constitutional. So I think they've kind of shied away with that. Department of Education estimates and a lot of people in the know are saying it's going to take nearly $1 billion. And, you know, we just had a recent tax increase. That's supposed to raise $591 million for this fiscal year. And we increased sales tax in 2015, so we're on the back of two major income tax and sales tax increases. And this is an election. It's going to be a coming-up election year, and voters are going to be really, you know, on their toes as to what legislatures voted for or against tax increase. But no, the Supreme Court was unwilling to do that. They just said it needs to be fixed. Obviously, more funding. They didn't set a dollar figure.
Well, where do we go from here then? Is it just a waiting game? Do we need to focus on getting more tax money? What is the plan from here?
Well, obviously, that committee will have a lot of heavy lifting, and certainly it looks like to me that more funding is going to be required to satisfy the court. And right now, they're carrying the big stick. I don't think there's an appetite to tell the court, well, you made this rule, now enforce it, which has happened. It is the legislature's job to appropriate money, and we are required by our Constitution to provide a suitable education. And of course, that's always a tough thing to define, suitable.
Well, and it sort of seems like we're in a, you know, a budget hole, and now we're having to dig ourselves even more of a big hole as it, you know, was finally looking like we might be able to peek out of it.
Well, right, and you know, we got some really good news. September revenues are up. We've had revenues for the past 3 or 4 months that have been up, been really good. We're about 15% above this time last year on individual income tax revenues. We're about 4.3% above estimates for the month on sales tax. So that's good. So that will help take maybe some of the sting off. Part of that is probably due to the tax increase we passed, which was retroactive back to January. So we won't know the whole dollar figure on that, what it's generating, probably till, you know, later, you know, toward income tax time when people start realizing. But yeah, they're going to get a sticker shock when come April, you know, 15, and it's going to be, they're going to realize that, you know, schools cost us 51% of our state budget pie. They are expensive, and you know, we all want to see our kids educated, you know, but a lot of studies have shown that just putting more dollars in other states is not always the answer. I'm of the opinion that we need to focus on those 25% underperforming students that the court identified in the previous ruling, and try to get the money there, which was this new education bill. That's what it was going to focus on. It was going to have some standards. They were going to have to meet some requirements, and we'd have some credibility. And quite frankly, if you look at it, let's say we do another $750 or $800 million to the schools, we won't really know. The taxpayers will not know if this is working or if it's not. I mean, right now we're seeing our number of students that we're educating at about the same. It hasn't gone up dramatically in our state. We're seeing our scores in a lot of districts stay either stable or decline. And so it's kind of a bleak picture, and it's going to take some changes in how the delivery system of how we do things. It's just starting to cost a lot.
Right. Well, we are just about out of time, Representative, but before we go, do you have anything else that you'd like to let us know about?
Well, the good news is that it sounds like Montgomery County's getting a potentially at least one new business.
Yeah, Renew Industries.
Glad to hear that. And Tyson is considering locating in Montgomery County a processing plant, a chicken processing, supposedly potentially another 1,600 jobs. That's going to be a tough one. They didn't have real good luck up in the Tonsignoxie area. So we'll see. They've got a lot of environmental issues and you know, there's a lot of issues. I would like to see them certainly put some skin in the game as far as some of the best management practices that they'd be required to do, so such as poultry litter storage, some of those sites. I mean, you got to remember, we're about 6 miles from the Oklahoma line, and that Verdigris Basin goes into Hooligaw, which is a primary water source for the city of Tulsa. So we got to really be mindful of protection of that water source for there, and they are willing to sue. They have done that before, so I think we're going to have some real good neighbors and some strong commitment from Tyson, and we need a lot of rough meetings, public meetings, as to what they're going to do and how they're going to handle it. So we need to keep people informed.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for having me, and have a good day.
You too, sir. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.